You're listening to the Business of Pharmacy podcast with me, your host, Mike Kelzer. Well, hello, Bridget. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you so much for having
me. You've got a lot of tenacity because we had some technical difficulties, but you and I both hung in there and got it and got our connection.
That's right. That's right. Always have to keep going until we win.
For those that haven't seen you on social media, introduce yourself and what is going on hot in your life right now professionally that has you on the show today?
So my name is Bridget Hanna. I own Independent Edge Consulting, which I help independent pharmacies grow their practice, whether that be retail or in compounding. I specialize in helping compounding pharmacies just because that's really a big passion of mine. Right now with independent pharmacies, as we all know, it's a little rough right now. And my goal is to be able to help in that in any way I can with marketing and being able to grow their practice. So right now I'm just doing everything possible to make sure that we're growing, we're thriving, and we are making sure that we're staying on top with what we can control. Since, you know, we have that other side of things with retail and PBMs and all of that jazz going on. I'm just trying to focus on what we can control and how we can grow.
Yeah, there's so much that we can't control in the industry. You're probably a sight for sore eyes for people, though, to give them some hope still. So, Bridget, I imagine you started doing your thing in a pharmacy, and how did you decide to branch out? And what was your then first move in branching out to other pharmacies?
So I started out, I've been in pharmacy a little over 10 years. I started with my first independent pharmacy, and I first started learning about compounding, and I fell in love with it. And I just realized how many opportunities were there and how many people didn't know about it. So I wanted to start marketing, and bless my boss at that time's heart. I was a very, very quiet person, very reserved. And I told him that, and he looked at me like I was absolutely crazy, which he had every right to. But I was so passionate about what I loved with compounding that passion really overcame my kind of like fear of, you know, stepping out like that. So that propelled me to just really overcome that. And it, I started my, you know, started my marketing journey there. I created everything from scratch. I didn't have a marketing, you know, allowance or budget or anything. So I had to be super creative. Anything came out of my pocket. So I had to really dig deep, and I had to figure out what worked, what wasn't working. And I taught myself all the way. And it's been 6 years since that day I started marketing. And I have found, you know, not the most, you know, when people think of marketing, I do things a little differently, but it's very successful. And I saw it work, and I've overcome so many struggles learning how to do that. And, I want to be able to help other pharmacies. I see, you know, other pharmacies struggling with their marketing. And I was like, you know what? I have made it. I have figured this out. I have persevered, and I have taken the pharmacy that didn't have a marketing program, and I grew it into something that has been amazing. So amazing that they got to build onto their pharmacy and build a whole new lab. They're all USP 800 now, ready to go. And I wanted to be able to take that and help others, kind of put them on the fast track to finding the right marketing for their pharmacy without having to, you know, go through the struggles I went through learning, you know, learning what worked, what didn't, and being able to help others and help the independent pharmacies be able to keep going.
And the fast track is important now because of, you know, the current conditions. Have you been successful in having other pharmacies come on board? Have you been able to make some moves for other pharmacies, or is this close to the beginning of your reaching out with your service?
We've had some really good success. It's still in, like I said, it's still relatively new. I started back in, you know, just 2018. So still relatively new, but we are moving, and I'm very, very excited. Very happy with where we're at. So I'm helping pharmacies not only with just with, you know, getting in with doctors and talking with them and building a marketing plan that way, but we're also looking at different avenues like a lot of pharmacies don't look at their Facebook page as a marketing tool, but it's a free platform. And I love to be able to show people, you know, how to really utilize that tool and they will not be throwing money away in other things that aren't serving them. So I'm looking at different ways for people, you know, to be able to get the most effective marketing results without having to break the bank, without having to, you know, really, because it's tight right now. I mean, it's really hard right now. And so we want to make sure that we are effectively marketing and we are using the tools that are available to us where we're not, you know, really having to stretch that dollar out as much.
What ways are you personally marketing your marketing business? Are you doing it exclusively online, or do you have to visit some pharmacies to make that impact? Or what would you say your mix of that is?
So right now I'm using just a lot of different platforms online, you know, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing. I'm always networking. If I go to any, you know, events or anything like that, always talking with people.
How do you record that when you're talking to a pharmacy? And I imagine as you talk to different pharmacies, some of that can start mixing together.
A lot of information. I keep that all, you know, together. I have a kind of like a profile on, you know, each of these pharmacies. I really want to make sure that I really have those details. I really understand exactly what they're going through, where they're at in their pharmacy. You know, are they going for USP 800? Are they not? Are they compounding? How many are they, you know, compounds are they doing a day? That kind of thing. I want to really understand and know exactly where they're at, because I personally have been, you know, I compounded, I worked in the pharmacy. I did a lot of different things. And so I know exactly, you know, all the emotions, all of the situations that they've been in where, you know, they're struggling here, they're struggling in this department. I know that, I understand it, I feel it, and I get it, and I know where they're at, and I want to be able to really understand and help them exactly where they need that support.
There's a author, Harvey McKay. He wrote a book, How to Swim with the Sharks, I think maybe without being eaten alive, something like that. But he sold paper products for his career, and he always had a list that was called McKay 66, where he himself, and then he would make his salespeople always fill out this list of 66 things about people. So it was, you know, their favorite college and their favorite food and all this stuff. And it would go on and on because of all the preferences or things that made a person who they are, I guess. But I always found it comical that sometimes it went too far. Like, we'd have salespeople that would come into the pharmacy and they would be like, hey, how was your son's first communion? You know, and it was like a year and a half ago. And I'm like, that's kind of a, you know, I know they wrote it down. And I'm happy they were trying, but it was kind of like a topic a long time ago. But they were doing their homework. Is a part of your business doing any of this for them? Or is it mainly just the consulting to teach them to carry on their own campaigns?
So most of it is teaching them, because I really, really feel strongly that as an independent pharmacy, their staff, everyone there, that needs to be the face of their pharmacy. They need to make those connections with their doctor, the face-to-face meetings, all of that, that needs to be built. That loyalty needs to be there, that relationship, that connection. So I help with that and help teach that, so that way that they can build that on their own and they can have that relationship and build on it. I do help with a lot of like social media. So Facebooks, I do run Facebook pages for pharmacies. That's something that I do, but I do want to make sure that they really, you know, are able to build that relationship with those staff members, with that pharmacist, you know, with those technicians, whatever that may be. That needs to be a foundation made in their community with their staff.
Is part of that, you had mentioned face-to-face with doctors and so on, is that part of the necessary component, do you feel?
Yes. So when we're wanting to grow our pharmacy, when we're wanting to get more scripts and we're wanting to get our compounding going, we want to have that relationship with those prescribers. That is key, because they can send those scripts wherever they want to go. But if you have a relationship with them if you have that connection and that loyalty, it's going to be a lot harder for them to send something somewhere else. And they're going to want to be able to have that relationship with you where they know this pharmacy takes care of me. They take care of my patients, and that's who I trust. And trust is huge in the industry. You know, with pharmacy, that's, they're sending their patients to you. So you need to have that trust with that prescriber. And the only way to get that is going to be building a relationship with them and building that loyalty.
Face to face.
Yes.
All right. So you're an attractive young lady. I'm a old fat guy. How well does that go over getting, you know, meetings with the doctors and so on? How do you go about that?
If you want to be able to have that meeting, get that meeting, get that relationship going, it's going to be about how you understand them, how you understand their practice. You know what their needs are. You know what they're looking for. It's about, you know, they have drug reps walking in and out all the time. They're used to that. They're not used to someone coming in and understanding what their needs are and being able to provide solutions to them. And that's what your purpose is there, not to sell them something, but to be able to provide a solution to their, for their patients, and be able to provide a solution to their, you know, their staff, their office. That's what you're there for. When they see that and they understand that you truly care and you truly want to help them and not just sell them something and leave your business card and walk away, that's when they are going to take time out of their day to want to spend some time with you.
And so it goes beyond just the front staff. Eventually you're, that might be part of it, but you're then talking to the doctors eventually.
Yeah. So every person in that office is very important. From the time you walk in that door, you know, you better be making a great impression. You better be standing out, from the receptionist to, you know, the assistants to the doctor, to everybody that you make contact with or a connection with. They're super important. So that's one thing that I make sure that, you know, we are addressing is, it's not just about, oh, I want to see the doctor. Every single person in there is important. And if you don't show that importance, you're not going to get to the doctor.
So it probably hasn't been a good idea for me to go in over the years and call all the office staff the little people.
No, probably not the best life choice.
That's probably why I haven't been able to see the doctor ever.
I'll help you out.
I don't know. Bridget, what business goals? And I know that certainly the goal is to serve the customer and help them and so on. But what kind of business goals or dreams do you have on the personal side with this endeavor of yours?
One of my biggest things that I had to overcome as with like staff members and stuff before is no one really believed that I could do what I'm doing. No one really believed when I first started marketing that I would be successful. And one thing I'm very proud of is, yes, I'm a technician. I'm not a pharmacist, but I know my compounding. I know my marketing. And for a technician to be able to not only market for their pharmacy, but have their own business and be able to show others how to do that and be darn proud of being a compounding technician and marketer.
Bridget, what kind of things do you, as you're continuing your marketing company, what kind of worries or doubts plague you, if any?
You know, I'm very proud, and I think that everything is, you know, there's a big future, but the things that worry me a little bit is, like you said in the beginning of, you know, our talk today, like a lot of people really don't see a way out of a lot of the situations that independent pharmacies are in right now. And making sure that I can really provide, you know, that inspiration and that hope for a lot of them. A lot of them are, you know, just kind of cutting ties and letting go of their pharmacy. And so I want to make sure that, that they see that there's still, you know, if you really, really want this, then you can really market and you can really, you know, stay on top. And like I said, control what you can control in your pharmacy and grow with that.
Yeah. All right. So let's say that things really take off on this marketing side for you and you get to hire all the little people, I'll say. No, I'm just kidding. You get to hire anybody you want to hire and so on. How would you be spending your week in your marketing company What's your favorite thing to do if you didn't have to do everything? What's your favorite part to do?
My favorite part is getting to talk with people, to getting to build those relationships and be able to really just speak with them, talk with them, see what their pharmacy is about, see what their goals are, see what they really want to accomplish, where they see their pharmacy going.
So you'd be doing less of the, maybe setting that appointment up and the technical stuff on that and actually being in those conversations through most of the day.
Exactly. That's what I really love to be able to do.
Now, what happens? Your company is so successful and you don't get to work for a year. You're not allowed to work or do anything and you have to take a sabbatical. What do you do in life? I don't know, either for pleasure or whatever, if it wasn't this business and wasn't pharmacy. You can't do anything in pharmacy for a year. What do you do?
Oh my goodness. So it would definitely be my family, my little girl. She's my world. And so I would be spending a lot of time where we live. We live in a gorgeous place here in Idaho. And I would definitely be enjoying that aspect of things and getting to enjoy family and friends time. But at the same time, even if it wasn't pharmacy, I would still try to make sure that I'm, educating myself in any way I can. And if I couldn't use pharmacy, I'd still be educating myself on, business side of things and staying on top of that kind of stuff and just enjoying where I live.
Yeah, I was just listening to a psychologist last night, Jordan Peterson, but he was saying how the climb is really the fun part, the learning and stuff. And sometimes once you hit the destination, you're maybe happy for a day, but then you want to find something else to learn about and that. So that's a good quality to have. Well, Bridget, tell our listeners again how they get in touch with you and what their next step is, should they want to reach out.
If you guys are ready to grow your practice or you feel like you're stuck, with your marketing, you're not getting what you are wanting to get, you're not seeing the results with what you're using, or you want to take another avenue with your marketing, if you want to reach out to me, my website, independentedgeconsulting.com, you can reach out to me on there. There's some more information on me, some of my consulting packages. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Hmm. I also have a closed Facebook group where I do free trainings, and I also run courses through that. That's Marketing the Mortar and Pestle. So any of those avenues, you can email me as well. That's on my website. And I would love to hear from you, love to talk to you. And that's how you can get in contact with me.
Well, that sounds great, Bridget. I wish you all the best. I look forward to seeing more of your stuff online. And I'll be keeping tabs on you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you, Bridget. We'll talk again soon.
You've been listening to the Business of Pharmacy podcast with me, your host, Mike Kelzer. Please subscribe for all future episodes.